Code Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema concerned over resistance to development in some regions. Constitutional Court dismisses Peter Sinkamba petition over delimitation exercise. And in international news, a 48-hour curfew imposed after attack on bar in Nigerian city.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern that some parts of the country remain underdeveloped due to resistance to change by certain members of parliament. Speaking when he officiated at the 2026 Presidential Delivery Unit National Delivery Day, President Hichilema has noted that some MPs and constituency officials have continued to resist change, thereby depriving citizens of the development they deserve. The head of state has, however, praised the PDU, stating that since its inception in 2023, it has implemented several reforms that have unlocked bottlenecks and improved results in the mining, livestock and fisheries and agriculture sectors. Meanwhile, the head of state said if re-elected in the August 13 general elections, his government will work towards doubling the country's economy by promoting the One Product, One Region initiative.
The body of citizens is one, and the expectations that they'll be treated fairly by this government is correct. And that is why, as we went around the country, we're seeing some areas, some constituencies where MPs are resisting to implement these measures. Citizens are getting less benefits than from other areas. And I think PDU, there are things now we must make mandatory. Everybody must obligate or be obligated to set minimums.
And PDU head Kosovile Kamwambi said the unit has developed systems to track the utilization of constituency development funds, noting that utilization has improved from 20% in 2022 to 86% in 2025.
There are so many digital solutions that have been developed. We are now tracking performance now and put you as the worst performing. Please stop coming for us. Everything is backed by evidence and data. And I think that's the strength that we have brought to the public service.
Mr. President, in terms of policy advice to senior government, we have identified a lot of performance gaps that we quickly escalate and solutions come up. Usually when you see circulars coming from the Office of the Secretary to Cabinet, because he's been informed of all the gaps and now action is being taken.
The Constitutional Court has dismissed, for lack of merit, a petition filed by People's Pact Chairperson Peter Sinkamba, who had sought an order to stay the implementation of the constituency and ward delimitation exercise currently being undertaken by the Electoral Commission of Zambia ahead of the August general election. Earlier, Mr. Sinkamba moved the court to halt the ongoing delimitation process, citing concerns over the constitutional framework and the potential impact on the upcoming 2026 electoral map. The People's Pact contended that the current implementation requires further judicial scrutiny to ensure it aligns with the will of the people and the principles of fair representation. However, when delivering judgments this afternoon, Judge Kenneth Molefe, representing a panel of seven judges, found that Mr. Sinkamba had failed to demonstrate any breach of the Constitution by ECZ and therefore dismissed the petition for lack of merit. The court ordered each party to bear their own costs. Meanwhile, reacting to the outcome of the judgment, Mr. Sinkamba says he respects the court's decision but has firmly disagreed with the reasons given by the court, stating that they do not resonate well with the Zambians.
Because, I mean, the whole purpose of voting is to vote for the person that you want. He says, if it's the president, it's the president that you want. If it's the MP, it's the MP that you want. If it's the chancellor, it's the chancellor that you want. If it's the mayor, it's the mayor that you want. If it's the council chairperson, it's the council chairperson that you want. But you cannot go and just find a ballot paper where there are people that you don't even know, and you must vote for those people. I don't think that's not what democracy. So we will respect what the court has said, but we disagree with the reasons that have been advanced. We don't think that those reasons really resonate very well.
The Zambia Correctional Service has urged stakeholders to take an active role in ensuring that inmates in lawful custody can fully exercise their newly affirmed right to vote. Speaking during the official opening of a two-day voter education training for civil society organizations and correctional officers, ZCS Commissioner General Frederick Chilokoto, in a speech read on his behalf by ZCS Commissioner Martha Ngoma, has emphasized that the existence of the law alone is not sufficient. Mr. Chilundika has noted that while the legal framework now allows inmates to vote, its success depends on deliberate efforts to implement it effectively, stressing that empowering inmates with the necessary knowledge through voter education is key to enabling meaningful participation in the electoral process.
The existence of this progressive law alone is not enough. It is our collective responsibility to ensure it is actualized. This can only be achieved through empowering inmates with knowledge to help them exercise this right. No one should be left behind. May I take this opportunity to thank the European Centre for Electoral Support, with support from the European Union, for partnering with Prisca to conduct voter education in 10 major correctional facilities around our country.
And Prisons Care and Counseling Association Executive Director Dr. Godfrey Malembeka has described voter education as the critical missing link in efforts to include inmates in the electoral process.
What was remaining is actually this spy we are doing today. Inmates are registered, and I commend ECZ because in their massive registration, they included all our correctional centers. Now, the pie that was remaining, the gap that was remaining, is actually voter education. Voter education was a big worry for us. In 2021, we did very well because there was the basket funding. We tried all our cooperating partners. They were promising, but no one was ready to come forth and assist Prisca to work with the ECZ and Zambia Correctional Service.
Lawyers representing Nkana Member of Parliament Benwell Mpondo have withdrawn from the matter in which he is charged with seditious practices, stating that they will no longer represent him. Leon Lemba and Norman Siwila, both from Mulungushi Chambers, told Lusaka resident magistrate Webster Milombe that they will no longer represent Mr. Mpondo on grounds that they cannot execute the instructions from him. The lawyers also asked the courts to remove their names from their records, arguing that he should look for another lawyer. In this matter, Mr. Mpondo pleaded not guilty to seditious practices contrary to the laws of Zambia. Allegations are that Mr. Mpondo, on December 20, 2024, in Lusaka, published seditious remarks in which he urged people to defend themselves with equal measure, noting that he was out of the country and had received reports of an attack on Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo and his team by Trevor Mwinde and his associates, which he said caused him great distress. Mr. Mpondo, in his post, also accused Mr. Mwinde to be the man behind the abduction of former Petawake Central Member of Parliament, Emmanuel Banda. The court has since adjourned the matter to April 20, 2026 for continued trial.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Eswatini Air has announced the commencement of direct flights between Manzini in Eswatini and Lusaka effective 1st April 2026. Speaking during a press briefing, Eswatini Air Director Commercial Getana Walden-Mikel has noted that the airline, which started 3 years ago and currently operates in four destinations in southern Africa, will have Lusaka as its fifth destination. He has thanked the Civil Aviation Authority for the confidence shown in the airline and affirmed its commitment to operating fairly.
our commitment to the markets we work with, to the markets we enter, is that we'll be fair in every